If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
No one's shooting any hostages, but man, we are shooting down hopes and dreams, but also building hopes and dreams for other teams and other fan bases. Pittsburgh Steelers, are you in that arena or are you somewhere else? With the big news at your quarterback position, we'll get to it coming up because there is so much QB news. We're going to package it and give it to you all in one fell swoop. Speaking of swoops, we are swooping in on your Monday morning. So good morning to you. We've got 1 hour to go and already hot and heavy from the NFL as we are into legal tampering. And I have to use my air quotations because as many former GMs have told me, there's always tampering. This just happens to be the 2 or 3 days when it's not hidden, so to speak, when it's not under cover of night. And while we do have some questions with answers, we have more questions that still have no answers. We've also got two pretty impactful deals for Pro Bowlers and all pros that are not quarterbacks. And so there's a lot happening, not to mention this is the start of selection week, if you will. Conference tournaments wrapping up in women's college hoops or getting underway. Same thing for mid-majors in men's basketball. And then the power conferences will get underway in the next couple of days. So it really is a veritable smorgasbord for any of you who love college hoops or want to get in right now before the selection Sunday. I don't know if you all remember this or if the date flags with you. This morning, March 11th, will never be the same for me, not just some average day in mid-March. Not after what happened exactly 4 years ago today, which is patient zero in the NBA, so to speak. Rudy Gobert tests positive for COVID. The Utah Jazz, the Oklahoma City Thunder, cancel their game or suspend their game. Can't even remember which one. And it was a domino effect, not just through the NBA, which not long after suspended its season, but also a domino effect around sports. On March 12th, college basketball did the unthinkable. College sports, the NCAA, did the unthinkable and canceled March Madness. The NHL followed. Golf, hockey, MLS, Major League Baseball sent everyone home from spring training. It was 4 years ago this week. it still blows me away. 4 years ago. And gosh, what a different world it was, especially when it comes to sports. And yet there was hope and there was good news. And there were some incredible conversations that were taking place. Our show specifically went through a major metamorphosis. And I'm not the same host that I was before that. Oh, but boy, did I hate working from home. I know many of you, since then, 4 years ago, your work schedule and commutes drastically changed. I begged. Within a month of working from home with three pets, which actually I was looking at the photos on Saturday, Sunday, going back through some of my photos from 2020 and 21, showing my husband, and I came across the photos of what the pets were doing while I was hosting a show from my spare bedroom for 3.5 months. But yeah, a month in, I was already firing off emails to the boss and HR and anybody who would listen here at the company. Please, can I go back to work? Please, I'll wear a mask. I'll wipe everything down. I won't talk to anyone. I won't touch anyone. No one will know I'm here. I just need to get back in studio. And it was tough as someone who was living solo at the time. I mean, I know many of you can identify to be that isolated. I just wanted to be back at work. And the quality of the show, as much as so many people worked from home for actually almost a year in the radio industry, and some, you know, still continue to work from home. It's crazy what passes for quality audio since 2020. I hated it. I just wanted to be back in my comfort zone, which is this studio here at CBS Sports Radio headquarters. But yeah, the first time I came into work, we had a lightning strike hit a transformer in our neighborhood. This was May. It actually set off sparks on the highway and then boom, like a fire started. And so we all lost power in my little neck of the neighborhood, my street. And so I had to quickly get in touch with the boss and he said, don't tell anyone, but you can drive into work. And I remember, I think it was May, late May, early June, maybe somewhere in there. And I drove into work and hit checkpoints. I had to show my papers. We had papers that allowed us to come into work as essential employees. But yeah, 3.5 months was all I could stomach. By early July, I was back in studio and was the first one to return, actually, here at CBS Sports Radio. But I always am so grateful for the producers like Jay. He wasn't working on the show then, but he was coming into work almost every single day during the pandemic. And even though it was a different time, obviously, he was still here doing the hours and doing the work because you can't change that. Has to be a producer and a board operator, or what we call them, a technical engineer here at the studios. And so there were people here and I just didn't feel right being home when my producer had to be in the building. And I never want to go back to that ever. If I got offered another job, not that I'm looking for another job, but if I got offered another job and it was solely work from home, the answer would be negative. I can't do it. I love being in studio. So that was 4 years ago today that the NBA shut down. It's worth a couple of thoughts and perspective on how much has changed. A lot for the worst, I'll give you that. But also, I think some of us for the better. My brother loved the pandemic. My brother didn't love the pandemic. He loved being at home and having both of his daughters home with him. One in college, one who has just graduated. And to have them both home for an unexpected 6-month period, he loved it. The family spent so much time together that he never thought he would have. Many families had that same experience, though I know it was also really hard on kids, students, and so we would never want to go back there, but not everything was negative. I actually bought my house in the middle of a pandemic. Moving solo is as much fun as it sounds. I don't recommend it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We got a YouTube channel that will have a brand new vid up before the end of the week. Before we get to our quarterbacks, because there is plenty, how about Chris Jones striking it rich? And why not after the season he had for the Super Bowl champions?
People doubted us. And I think more so than ever, we kind of believed in each other. We kind of depended on each other. When things went bad, we didn't point fingers. We depended on each other. You see the offense come down there to the defense. Let's go. You know, offense get close, we tell an offense, let's put it in. And I think that's what this team is about, man. This one heck of a brotherhood.
That's for sure. And the first team All-Pro with 10.5 sacks and another Super Bowl ring, Chris Jones, just, I guess you could say, set a record, just at the high mark, the high water mark, for 3 years of fully guaranteed money and the average annual value that comes out of that fully guaranteed portion of his contract. So it's a little complicated, kind of verbose, but Chris Jones got paid. And the money is $95 million in the first 3 years, fully guaranteed, more than any other defensive lineman or defensive tackle, I think specifically. But he gets a 5-year deal. Even if he doesn't play the final 2 years or renegotiates or he's done by then, $95 million fully guaranteed. And as much as I know the NFL is about what have you done for me lately and can you help the team win, if you remember, and I hope the Chiefs took this into account, when he was in his contract dispute with the Chiefs to start last season, he held out through offseason, OTAs, training camp, preseason. The year started without him, and the Chiefs were defending or launching defense of their title. Remember, they lost to the Detroit Lions to start the year. Chris Jones bought a suite at Arrowhead Stadium because he couldn't be in the locker room, but he wanted to support his guys. He wanted them to know he wasn't at odds with them. He wasn't pissed off at them. Nah, this was just about money. It was business, and he was still going to be there for his guys. And I thought that spoke volumes to the locker room about him as a leader. Loved it. And I think the team took note as well. Not to mention he had a great season with some humongous plays in the Super Bowl. If you remember, it was a third down, pressure on Brock Purdy as the Niners are in. Was that an overtime? That might have been an OT when the Niners are in the red zone. So Chris Jones earned every bit of this money. And while we're talking about the AFC West, yet another step by the Denver Broncos to completely tear it down.
Russ looks left, now in trouble, throws a ball wide open. Is Jeudy, touchdown Denver! Jerry Jeudy wide open in the northeast corner.
Dave Logan on Broncos Radio. Jerry Jeudy is the latest piece that the Broncos have to get rid of because they're not going to be able to pay the star wide receiver. He gets traded to Cleveland. How about that? Along with, say, an Amari Cooper and others there with Deshaun Watson. Nick Chubb, theoretically healthy this year. Let's hope. Watson as well. 758 yards and a couple of touchdowns last year, but remember, the offense, not anything to get excited about. Jeudy's dynamic. He's a guy who can stretch the field. He's got speed. He's really talented out of the Alabama machine, and now he will be a Brown for the tune of a pair of late-round picks, fifth and sixth-round picks that the Browns have to give up to get Jerry Jeudy and add him to the arsenal. A lot of great playmakers in Cleveland if they can stay healthy, not to mention that awesome defense. They nearly swept the postseason awards, made the playoffs with Joe Flacco as their quarterback, so this makes them even stronger. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Hurry back to throw.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring?
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
And it is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's tossed! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Dapper from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City!
And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Not only is Jerry Jeudy no longer a Denver Bronco, Russell Wilson isn't either. Now, we knew that part, but while you were sleeping, maybe, a hype video. Russell Wilson's team released a hype video. Producer Jay shared it on our Twitter, After Hours CBS. It features terrible towels, black and gold. It features a lot of Steelers fans, and I don't think it features Kenny Pickett. Russell Wilson is signing a one-year deal with the Steelers, and it makes complete and total sense to me. It's a no-risk step for the Steelers because the Broncos are ponying up for the majority. 95% of his money in 2024 comes from the Broncos. The Broncos are paying their quarterback to go try to lead one of their competitors to the playoffs. That's just right. In Pittsburgh from KDKA, Chris Mueller weighs in on the Russell Wilson deal.
I don't think Russell Wilson is a great quarterback anymore. I think on his best day, he's probably a good one. On most days, he's probably around average to even below average at times. The guy doesn't throw the ball at an intermediate clip very well. He's a deep ball guy and a check down guy, but he's still better than what the Steelers have. I mean, that's kind of a sad commentary on where they've been in the quarterback wilderness now for the last 2 years, but Russ, if he's going to thrive, is going to do it in a run-heavy offense that insulates him, takes the ball out of his hands, and allows him to try to make some deep shots in play action. I think he can do that. Can he win the locker room? Who knows? If he's throwing touchdowns and winning games, I don't think people are going to be complaining about that.
Good point, Chris Mueller, who also does some weekend work here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, who cares? He could have seven heads. I don't know if the NFL will allow that. It might be a uniform violation. But he's winning games, and the Steelers don't care. Now, if nothing else, he buys them time. It's $1 million to get a year to figure out what to do with their quarterback position. What does this mean for Kenny Pickett? Well, it means that he's going to sit as long as Russ is viable. But you know, last year, there were 66 different starting quarterbacks in the NFL, the second most in the Super Bowl era. I think half of them played for Cleveland. Regardless, there were 66 different starting quarterbacks in the NFL. That means the backups, they've got to be ready. What does this mean for Mason Rudolph? Well, there is a question. If I'm Mason or his team, I'm looking for a starting opportunity and don't want to sign backup money to return to Pittsburgh because I already did that. And still got on the field late in the year. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So Russ is the piece that drops late. He'll head to the Steelers. Kirk Cousins told the Vikings Sunday he will test free agency. What does this mean, Tom Pelissero?
Other teams I would expect to pursue Cousins do include the Atlanta Falcons and quite possibly the Denver Broncos as well. The Vikings are still in this.
What?
A deal could come together quickly, assuming that the offer is right. So what does an offer to Kirk Cousins look like? I would certainly anticipate that the average per year is going to be upwards of $40 million. But structure is also really important. Future guarantees are really important to a player who has played on a fully guaranteed deal for 9 seasons in a row.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network Insider. Of course, we know that Kirk said money is not the number one goal for this next contract. I mean, he's in his mid-30s, I think. And fact is, he wants to win, right? So, yes, fully guaranteed deals, all that's nice. But he really wants to be in a place where he can win. Is that the Atlanta Falcons? I mean, that's interesting. And then the domino is the Vikings. What happens if they lose Kirk Cousins? What does that mean for them in 24? And what does it mean for Justin Jefferson? I know I'm supposed to be answering questions. Instead, I'm creating more. All right, moving on. Baker Mayfield, the number 3 storyline from the weekend in free agency or free agent quarterback news. He signs a deal to remain in Tampa. I'm happy for him. They love him in Tampa. You very rarely hear Todd Bowles wax poetic or say more than 6 words in a row unless he's talking about Baker Mayfield.
Baker did a great job coming in. You know, he eats with the defensive guys, the offensive guys. He really does a great job of blending everybody together without actually saying it. And I think that's very tough to do, but his personality on the field, we know he's tough and he's got moxie and all those things, but I don't think people give him enough credit for being a true quarterback.
Right.
He's still back in the pocket and made some throws. He throws a great deep ball. He has a lot of velocity on the ball. He's very accurate when you give him time. He knows when to run to get the first downs. You'd like him to slide a little bit more, but he knows when to run to get the first downs, and he did a heck of a job for us, and I was very proud of him.
SiriusXM NFL Radio. Seriously, when does Todd Bowles, A, ever smile, and B, ever talk that long about anyone or anything?
It's good to know you won't go 0-17.
Nope. And they want to build on the offense that they were able to construct last year. Mike Evans returns. They make the playoffs. Now they're the reigning NFC South champs again. Bridging the gap after Tom Brady, it's a big deal. And I say they're the team to beat in that division. But Baker's got a new lease on his career. He's about to be a dad for the first time. He's gentler. He's humbler. He still likes to headbutt offensive linemen without a helmet. So he's tough and he's tenacious and he's got a great spirit. And what did Todd Bowles call him? A warrior? It fits perfectly with the Buccaneers. So I'm glad they were able to get that deal done.
It's a routine.
Mac Jones actually is headed to Florida himself, but to Jacksonville. He's going home. And not that long ago, Patriot linebacker Matthew Judon compared Jones' situation to Baker Mayfield's.
Once you catch your stride, catch your rhythm, that's what they were talking about Baker. Now we're talking about him being one of the first people off the board, first and second quarterbacks off the board in free agency.
Well, he's not going to be a free agent, and Baker isn't either. But I get the point that Judon is making on Good Morning Football going back to last week. The idea is that Mac can get an opportunity, that he has shown flashes. It's going to be a team that maybe can bring him along and see what he's got. But the fact that Mac is getting traded to Jacksonville is good for him because he's from that area, hopefully has family there, and now has a new opportunity, a la Baker Mayfield. He had to go from Cleveland to Carolina to L.A. to Tampa, but it's a fit now. And Judon goes on to say that he's still a top-flight QB.
As we all know, like, when Mac was comfortable and he had a good system, he produced and he put up numbers. When you said we scored, 45-7,
yeah,
against Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, Mac Jones led that team. Mm. And so we know he can do it. We know he can do it. He has to find his confidence, his stride, and get a rhythm under him. It's going to be difficult. It is fourth OC in 4 years.
Is he broken?
Nah.
I like that. That's a question you have to ask when young quarterbacks are in a failed situation. Remember, he was a top 15 pick, or he was number 15 by the Pats 2 years ago, or almost 3 years ago now. And there have been iterations, right? Josh McDaniels leaves and goes to the Raiders. They have this weird, has he been there 3 years? Three years? This is going into year number four, right?
I think he's been there four. This would be year number five for Mac.
No, that really?
I can confirm.
Okay, I think it's, I think I was wrong, but you have too many. I think he's going into year number four, I think. Anyway, so what Judon is saying is that, thank you. A lot of times young quarterbacks, they're in a bad situation and they lose confidence. But he's believing that that's not done damage to Mac. So McDaniels goes to Vegas. Then they have that weird situation where it's Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, as the co-offensive coordinators. And then they start fresh with Bill O'Brien. That didn't work either. Guys get hurt. Bill Belichick's on the way out. So fresh start is what he's going to get with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. So I like that. Pressure's off. Let him find his footing again. And like I'd mentioned before, backup QBs are valuable in the NFL. All right, coming up, Caitlin Clark in the spotlight in a new way on Sunday, and then back of the hour, play a little game with our guest Matt Verderam of SI. Name the starting quarterback in 2024. You can play along. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good Monday morning. Good Monday morning to you here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Clark brings it across the timeline, lost control of the ball again, but digs it up, looks for help, finds Martin, now back to Clark, drives down the right side, layup, good! Nice move to the basket by Clark, good find by Kate Martin. Now here's Clark, takes a step back three, now again, now gets into the paint, kicks it into the corner for Kate Martin, swish for three! Clark walks it across the timeline. Crossover dribble, gets into the paint, moves her way to the basket, shot up off the window, good. We're tied at 77.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Learfield IMG, the Big Ten Women's Championship was also live on CBS Sunday afternoon for the first time ever. And initially, it was a tough sell for Caitlin Clark for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Chasing their third consecutive Big Ten title, Clark started 0 for 9 from three-point land. But she was setting up her teammates, and she was leading the fast break. She was playing D. Ultimately, after they dug out of a 13-point hole and then trailed by 8 with 2.5 minutes to go, not just Caitlin, but also Kate Martin and Gabby Marshall, the veterans, leading the way on both ends of the court. They head into overtime, and it was a coronation with all those Iowa fans in the building.
Falter gets the ball into Clark. Brings it across the timeline, hands it back to Sydney in between the circles. Now Kate Martin in that area, and she'll fire a three-pointer and rolls it in. Left wide open, right at the top of the key. Nebraska by one, 87-86. We're under a minute. Here's Clark, fakes a three. Now backs it up, fires a three, count it, left to the top of the key. Was there any doubt? Lob pass in deep, picked off by Clark. She dribbles it out across the top.
Ooh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Timeline. There it is. Hey, count them up. 1, 2, 3 in a row. Iowa Hawkeyes, Big Ten tournament champions.
And so Caitlin Clark rallies for 34 points, a dozen assists, 7 rebounds, 3 steals as the tournament MVP for the third time as the Hawkeyes wrap up her Big Ten career, more than likely, unless Iowa runs into a conference foe in March Madness. It's a triumphant note.
What better way to end it all? I mean, you know, you have the overtime, you have the, we fight back, bad shooting, good shooting, defensive stops. I mean, it just really had it all on the biggest stage, and can't be happier for our group. And, you know, this was the only way we could end it. So just really, really grateful.
They will await the selection show, which incidentally is on the same day as the men. So both of those brackets revealed on Sunday. You'll hear this from college basketball too, a brawl that happened late between LSU and South Carolina in the SEC championship. 6 players get ejected late in the fourth quarter. It was ugly. One of the players' brothers came like climbing over the scorer's table and onto the court to, you know, in his emotion to try to protect his sister who got shoved down by a much bigger player. She's since apologized, but there will be suspensions, no doubt. I really appreciate what Dawn Staley had to say about the Gamecocks and also the Tigers. This is not who they are.
I know if they had a chance to do it all over again, they would do it differently. But now we have that. I just don't want the people who are tuning in to women's basketball see that and think, you know, that is our game, because it isn't. Our game is a really beautiful thing. And to be quite honest, this is a part of it now. So we have to fix it and we have to move on.
It's ugly. It's not good. No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid that, you 6'8", don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion.
First, Dawn Staley and Kim Mulkey of LSU, who both say it was ugly. It's not who we are. Again, the young one who started it has since apologized. She's probably going to get suspended. And one thing that was notable, too, is that Angel Reese, who is the same size as Cardoso, she walked away and walked to the other end of the bench and wanted nothing to do with being in the middle of this. The bench is cleared. A lot of players could get suspended because they did not stay in their bench areas. But Angel tweeted, "As a person at my status, sometimes you have to walk away from certain situations. Mind you, the play before that, I'd rolled my ankle again, was already walking to the bench. I always ride for mine. I'm super proud of this team. Super excited for March." So she's actually explaining why she didn't hop into the middle of the brouhaha. But yeah, this is going to affect them, at least in the early stages of the tournament. And so LSU, South Carolina, if you didn't see the game was real good, real competitive. Two of the best women's teams, not just in the conference, but in the country. And yet people are going to hear about this on Fox News and ABC and CBS and some of the other news outlets because it's good video, right? And so Dawn Staley's lamenting the fact that this is now part of South Carolina basketball. And unfortunately, new fans or casual fans are going to think this is what women's hoop is all about, and it's not. So I appreciate her thoughtfulness in that arena. Coming up, the reaction from Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated to Russell Wilson joining the Black and Gold, and also we play the game with him. Who starts for a series of teams in 2024? It's a guessing game.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through. Whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else, I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win two. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Before the news broke on Sunday night, Russell Wilson spoke to Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete podcast. It's not Denver. That's the narrator line. In fact, it's a no-risk deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's already a hype video, for heaven's sakes. It features terrible towels. You should check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Oh, dear. I didn't even know this song. Jay knew it. Also, if you haven't yet shared your reaction, we've taken a bunch of phone calls. Some of you are finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. And we'll get to the reaction as we head through the week and the legal tampering. But I wanted to get the reaction of Matt Verderam, who covers the NFL for SI, who's got his phone on at all times right now. And so I asked him, already a hype video for Pittsburgh?
I'm not surprised in the sense, look, I thought, you know, it would be the Steelers, maybe the Raiders, if things fell through in other avenues for the Falcons. But the Steelers need to get better at quarterback. They made the playoffs last year, but I don't think anybody feels like Kenny Pickett's the future. Neither is Russell Wilson, but he's better, and he's a bridge to the next guy. And so now, at least if you're Pittsburgh, you can look at it and go, all right, well, we're not where we want to be, but we're in a better spot in a conference that if you don't at least have average quarterback play, you have no shot. So it's an easy move for the Steelers. You're getting for $1.2 million while Denver pays the freight. And for Wilson, he goes to a team with a good defense, a great coach, and some weapons.
When it comes to the Denver Broncos, how much does it hurt to pay $38 million for Russell Wilson to play for a team that is competing or trying to compete for the same real estate that you are in the AFC?
Oh, I think for Denver, look, this is an unmitigated disaster, just in general. I mean, you're talking about having to split an $85 million dead cap hit, which is more than twice the biggest dead cap hit that there ever was in NFL history before this. I think the narrative that's going to slowly emerge out of Denver is this idea that, well, now that they've gotten Russell Wilson out of town, they've kind of exorcised all their issues. And I just completely disagree with that. Yes, he's out of town. His $85 million cap hit split over the next 2 years is going to basically keep them from competing for the next 2 years. And on top of that, now you've got to cut Justin Simmons, who's still a good player, who's now gone because you can't afford him. Jerry Jeudy had to be traded. We'll see if anybody else goes. George Payton is still there as their GM, who is the guy who hired and then fired Nathaniel Hackett. He was the one who gave Russell Wilson a five-year extension he never played a down on. He's the one who gave Randy Gregory $70 million, and Randy Gregory then played 10 games in Denver before being released. This has been a disaster in Denver for a while, and now it's culminating, but Payton is still there running the front office, of course, alongside the other Payton and Sean, who now has to deal with a little bit of a rebuild on his hands.
Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated with us from Chicago talking about the early couple hours of the legal tampering period and movement already in the NFL among the QBs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We also know that Baker Mayfield is staying put, but Kirk Cousins will test free agency. What are the best options for him, Matt?
Well, the Vikings remain an option. He could go back there, and if you're Kevin O'Connell and you're Minnesota, while Cousins may not be the future, as now he's in his mid-30s coming off an Achilles, you still need somebody for the present. And Cousins, when he's healthy, is still a top 12 quarterback in football. That's an option. Atlanta, I think, is the team. You know, when I was down in Indianapolis in the scouting comment, everybody was talking about, hey, Atlanta's going to make a move here, quarterback. I was there when Raheem Morris was saying, if I had a better quarterback playing Atlanta, I probably wouldn't have this job in the first place, which was accurate. He's right. I think Atlanta is going to be aggressive here. It doesn't mean they're going to land them, but I think they will be aggressive. If they strike out on Cousins, then I think they're a prime candidate to take a quarterback in the first round with the eighth pick. Denver's been tossed around. Denver has no money. Denver
right.
has no ability to pay Kirk Cousins. So I don't think that's viable. You know, the one other team I'd watch is the Raiders in all this. The Raiders have a lot of cap space. They have Devontae Adams and Jacoby Myers. and they need a quarterback. And Aiden O'Connell's not the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo got himself suspended, which means they can cut him without paying him a dime. I think that the Raiders are the one dark horse here that if they really wanted to, they could make a serious run at Cousins.
Why isn't there a more active market for a quarterback as young as Justin Fields, who's, if they decided to trade for him, the Bears would give him up with still a year left on his rookie deal?
I think, Amy, just again, being at the scouting combine and talking to people, you just got the feeling like there's just not a lot of interest at the second round price point. I do think he'll get dealt. I do think it could be for a third rounder. At this juncture, there's just no appetite at the second round level. And I think that's because, quite honestly, at this point, while he has shown brilliance in athleticism and being able to make plays with his legs, he's not been good with his arm. He has not been a guy who you look at and go, hey, there's somebody who's going to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Eventually, I do think the Bears will find their way into at least a pick that they can use to help him in the future. They're going to take Caleb Williams. I think everybody in the league feels that way. But, yeah, right now, there's nothing going. And if you're Ryan Poles and you're their GM, you're sitting there saying, all right, look, if there's nothing doing, let's wait. Let's see if a team like the Falcons or the Raiders, if they just strike out across the board in free agency quarterback, and if they maybe revisit an idea of trading for Fields because they say, hey, you know what, let's give up a day two pick so that we at least know we have this kid. And then if we still want to draft somebody, we could theoretically, but it gives you some insurance. I just think right now a lot of these teams are looking at the quarterback class coming out and some of these veteran quarterbacks and saying, hey, we have better options on the table.
Considering some of the speculation, some of the reaction to Williams and his team's decision at the combine, but also some reaction to how he carried himself there, do you have any qualms at all about drafting him if you're the Bears?
I'd put it this way. I would draft him. But there's definitely a little bit of uneasiness that comes with some of this, you know, some of this stuff in terms of, hey, I'm not going to divulge my medical history to everybody. It's going to be to a couple teams. Now, all right, fine. I mean, if you're the Bears, you get his medical history. I guess who cares? Kind of ask the question like, okay, was that his idea? Was that his agent's idea? Was that somebody in his own personal camp? And if that's the case, is this going to be something where this is always going to happen, where it's going to be, hey, you know what, don't listen to a conventional norm? And I know there are people out there who say, hey, that's great, push back against the establishment. That's fine. The NFL is not a big fan of that. That's reality. You may not like it. You may love the way Williams handles himself at times. Teams are not going to be enthralled with it. That being said, what they're going to be enthralled with is his ability and his tape. And I think if you're the Bears, unless you uncover something that everybody's unaware of at the moment, I would take that kid 100 times out of 100. He hasn't been a problem off the field. But, yes, he's gone about this differently. And whenever somebody goes about something differently, especially something as rigid as the National Football League, there's always going to be some raised eyebrows.
Although we still have time, right? Still, 6 weeks to go before the draft begins. All right, before we move on from quarterbacks, let's play a little game. I'm going to name a team, and you take a wild stab or an informed, educated guess as to who is starting for the team next season. What about the New England Patriots?
Whoever Washington doesn't take is who I think is starting for New England. I think they're taking a quarterback at 3. Easy decision for New England here after the first two picks are thrown dead.
Tennessee Titans.
I think Will Levis. Okay. I think Levis is going to be the starting quarterback.
The Raiders.
A lot of sliding doors with the Raiders. I think they will try to trade up and draft a quarterback. I think they'll try to go after somebody in the top 10 like J.J. McCarthy if they don't land somebody in free agency.
In the same division, the Broncos.
Starting a dead cap hit. Jared Stidham, but I will say in all seriousness, I think Bo Nix is a guy you heard tied to him a lot at the combine. So I'll say Bo Nix.
The New York Giants.
The Giants are a team, I think if the Raiders can't get ahead of them, I think they might take J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh. Okay, and then the Atlanta Falcons.
Cousins. It gets out of Minnesota, I think that's where he goes.
Well, okay, well then you left me with the Vikings. I wasn't going to ask, but what about the Vikings then?
That's a great question. I mean, now, you know, Tannehill's out there. So, like, maybe he's a bridge there for the team that kind of gets left in the cold. Or Maybe Minnesota goes Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. in that offense would be interesting because he can throw the football.
Yes.
I know those questions.
Yes.
I get it. He's had injuries. He's an older rookie. That kid in that offense, like if he hits, he's going to really hit. So I'll say Penix.
Fun game, right? Musical chairs, quarterback style. It's already underway. And there will be more. And we didn't even get to Fletcher Cox retiring. Maybe talk about it a little bit on our Monday night show. Also, if you didn't see, the Niners are releasing Arik Armstead, which is a big deal, right? A veteran defensive lineman. And he is going to become a free agent nearly a decade with the team. All right, so there will be news from the time you wake up, if it's right now, or you're listening to the podcast, until the time you go to bed, and then even when you're not paying attention. But what's the reaction to Russ in Pittsburgh and some of the other quarterback moves? On our Facebook page, Will says, as a Steelers fan, I'm excited. I wanted them to sign him before he signed with Denver. A lot of weapons and a D that's one of the best and no money spent. Even better, let's go Steelers. Bethany on Facebook, improvement at the QB position for Pitt. A better coach for Wilson. Win-win. I love Baker. Glad he got his bag. She's clearly cooler than we are, Jay. Tony says he will be serviceable. Time will tell. David, one-year deal, all on Russell. Good for him. I hope he plays well. Jamie says, I'm a Patriots fan. I'm glad Mac is going. Not sure what we're going to do. Well, therein lies the crux, right? It's the devil you know or the devil you don't know. Paul says Ciara will love Pittsburgh. But then he puts the laughing so hard you're crying emoji, so I think that's sarcasm. Carlotta says, anything is better than now. James says, dumpster meet fire. David, I can see it. Worth the shot on a one-year deal. And Michael, no! We don't need an old QB that can't play. All right, we'll talk to you tonight. Hang on. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.